Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the
I'm on the radio, cause so don't talk.
All right, we are live. Once again, my friend, this is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera Amati. And you are listening to The Voices of New Africa, the show that is dedicated to the liberation of new African people. And joining me today, as always, we have some of the brightest minds in the new African community. We'll have Sister Saanksa Maach. We'll have our great sister, Ayodele, our brother Kakaye, our brother Fadali, and, of course, myself, Brother Yera, a.k.a. Prophecy. And today, we want to have, as always, we want to have our moment in African history, moment in new African history, and we want to honor and we want to celebrate the Republic of New Africa. Because, see, understand, brothers and sisters, the black nation here in the United States of America, in North America, it started way back in the 1600s, unknowingly to most of our people. The black nation was actually created when our people, our ancestors, were forcefully uprooted from our motherland, taken to this country, and forced into this system of chattel slavery. Although our ancestors came from different nations, different tribes, had different backgrounds, different religions, we were united as a nation under a common oppression with a common oppressor. But see, in 1968, 500 members of this oppressed nation, because that's what it is. It is an oppressed, subjugated, colonized nation. That's the very definition of an oppressed nation. What we have is African people here in America. And the thing about an oppressed nation is the people who are the members, the citizens of this nation, don't have to be aware of the nation in order for the nation to exist. The very unity of the oppression, the common oppressor, the common oppression, the nationwide oppression creates the nation itself. But like I said, in 1968, 500 black nationalist activists came together in Detroit, Michigan, and met in secret and declared the independence of this nation, the black nation. That's in 1968. You had individuals like Robert Williams from Negroes with Guns, Betty Shabazz, Queen Mother Moore, John Henry Clark, and many others. Hundreds of others who came together, just like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all of those white supremacists did. But we wrote a Declaration of Independence for the black nation here in America. And they formed a provisional government. They wrote a constitution with bylaws of the Code of Umoja. And they have struggled to create and to bring into existence an independent, sovereign, new African nation right here. They define the national territory as 5 states: Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, and South Carolina. The states in which many of this land was the land that was promised to African people from the Special Order 15 with General Sherman after the Civil War. And much of this land was granted to new African people. But Europeans did what they always do, is they reneged on their promise and they took the land back. So this struggle to establish an independent African nation, new African nation, by the Republic of New Africa is simply reclaiming the land that was promised to us in the first place. That's where you get the concept of 40 acres and a mule. And our ancestors, members of the Republic of New Africa, left a blueprint for us how to implement a nation, not just a nation like the United States, but a nation that is based on scientific socialism, something that counters the stranglehold, the economic stranglehold, and the greed and the monopoly mentality that you have under the system of capitalism. They left a blueprint for us in how to establish, how to create, how to develop communities that are based on collective work and responsibility in cooperative economics. So today, on this day, we want to honor the great Republic of New Africa. And as you all know, you probably didn't learn this in school. You probably didn't learn this history at your public school system, which brings us to the topic of the day. Are we being miseducated in America? If so, what are the signs of being miseducated? What is this a manifestation of, this miseducation in America? Because we're always taught, in order to be successful in the country, you have to go to school, get a good education, so you can go out and get a good job. That's basically what we have been taught. So I want to open up the lines, because as you know, every week we're joined by some of the brightest minds in the New African community. So do I have my sister Ayodele? Is Sister Ayodele on the line? Hold on, let me do some technical things. We've been having technical difficulties all morning. Okay, I'm having a hard time getting Ayodele plugged in. I see you on the line, sister, but I'm gonna get right back with you. But Brother Kakayi, are you there?
Free land, yes I am, brother.
Well, free land, yes, I am, I will. So what do you think, brother? Are we being miseducated here in America in the public school system?
Well, the simple answer to that is yes. To define what we mean by miseducation will stimulate the minds of the masses of our people to recognize what we're dealing with, to understand that, yes, we are being miseducated. You know, you cannot go to any of the black nations, for the lack of term, but we call it New Africans. All of us are automatically citizens of the Republic of New Africa. We have to denounce our rights to be a citizen, but we have our own nation, like you mentioned today, called the Republic of New Africa, which is something that's not taught in the schools. We also have to recognize that the dynamics of the educational system is designed to keep us oppressed. And what I mean by that is that we all, as a people, can talk to one another, recognize through conversation, direct conversation to one another, that we are lacking correct historical data about ourselves in this educational system. And we have to recognize the reasons why. The reasons is a multitude. It's a plethora of reasons why. One more important reason is that in order for this system to sustain to sustain its ability to move forward and carry on, you have to take the minds of children and condition them to believe that the answer is to be a part of this system without telling them. And if we know that this system is not designed for us, then how can you get people to actually take part in sustaining the system? Well, you have to educate them that they need to get a good job so that they can get the finer things in life, so that they can live comfortably and not worry about the things that are going on around them. But the fundamental foundation of that premise is that you have to consciously decide to take part and make sure you maintain a system by seeking employment in that system. That carries on this system. That perpetuates this system. They need us. They built this country and the system off the sweat, tears, and blood of us, and they have to create an environment where our children are learning that the sweat, tears, and blood that we contribute to this system is the way to go. We have our miseducated ancestors that are pro-civil rights, that are raising their children, telling them to go to school, get a good job. But that translates into getting miseducated and help maintain this system that's designed to exploit and exterminate us. And if we don't recognize that we have to take that control of education of our children back into our power, there will never be a time that we would strive as a people collectively for self-determination, because we'll be producing conditioned young people that want to participate in maintaining the system by going to school, being miseducated, and striving to work or get a good job in a system so that it will maintain that fruitfulness of, for the lack of terms, fruitfulness, to keep that system going. But yeah, we are being miseducated. The education has to be changed. What do we need to do? Well, we need to educate our children. We need to teach them their history, because as Malcolm X said, we cannot have a solution to the problem if we don't know the origins of that problem. The best way to know the origins of our problem is to make sure that our children are educated about their history and who they are and what the solution to that problem is. And we have to recognize the solution to all problems are within that problem. When you deal with dialect, you will understand that.
Exactly. I think I have my sister Ayodele back. I'm able to get through her. Ayodele, are you there?
Yes, free the land, brother.
Free the land, I am, I will. So what do you think? Are we being miseducated here in America? You know, and if so, what are some of the signs? I'll turn it over to you. So you're one of our great educators.
One of the problems that we face is that our children don't seem to have purpose, don't seem to understand the value of education. They don't know how to apply it to everyday life, because we haven't explained that education has to be something that is used to build a nation, uplift the nation, find your purpose, find your gift, find your joy. And we haven't been able to do that because the system under which we're being educated is a white supremacist system that is designed to perpetuate white supremacy, racism, and also to promote capitalism and imperialism. This is an empire. The empire has defeated the people, has subjugated the people, has changed the mindset, the culture, the religion, and spirituality of a people, and we're being used to make sure that we uplift the system. When we came out of slavery, we had no choice. We had to build for self. We had to educate self. We had to find a place in this so-called system. And eventually, over time, we built great neighborhoods, built wonderful businesses, created, had all these things that helped sustain a people. We provided for ourselves food, clothing, shelter, and economics. We don't have that today. It has been taken out of our whole psyche. We have a people who are educated. Most of us will not have a job. Most of us will be educated and cannot find a job. We have not been taught as we did in the past. that we can be self-sufficient. We can build a nation on this land. And the reason why we're being miseducated is because everything is being told from a Eurocentric point of view instead of an African center. So why would our children be proud of who they are, where they came from, what they can achieve in a world that they don't even see that? We don't even have a sense of how the African mindset is supposed to work with one another, build for one another, defend one another. So our children are here in a system that is designed really to miseducate them. They've even gone so far as passing on vocation. Booker T, that was one of Booker T's and George Washington Carver's dreams. You have to teach our people to build as we did once before, to build, to be masons, to be electricians, to be doctors and lawyers, every facet of society. Every facet of society. So we haven't been able to do that. We don't even know how to pass on those pieces of information. Our children aren't even being encouraged to find their gift and put it to the service, as our people once said. You get yourself educated and come back to the community and help them grow and build. So we don't have a sense of our purpose. Our children aren't even interested in reading, finding out about themselves, because the education in which they're being presented isn't designed for them to have that interest. And we have a lot of distractions. We have to be able to see. The media isn't here to educate us, but to miseducate us, to distract us, and to keep us off our course. Because if we're looking...
Hello, I think I lost you. Sister Ayodele, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you kind of dropped out for a second. You can continue.
So I'm just saying that our children have to understand that this system is based on racism. They have to understand how the manner in which racism is being presented to them. And one of the things that has to happen is that we as a nation of people have to have those conversations. We have to be able to look at one another and say, we really need to be educating ourselves. So we may not be able to build a school, even though there are schools available. We might have to homeschool. We might have to present the information in unique ways. We might have to have Saturday schools. We may have to have after-school programs that's going to teach our children about ourselves so that they find their purpose. They understand, and at the same time, educate ourselves to be able to talk to our children and to send them to places that will give them the information, uphold our values, uphold our spirituality. So we talk about miseducation. Miseducation has been going on. I would say the attack came after the 60s and the 70s when the Panthers had put in programs into place to educate. There was Black Pride, African Pride. There was a movement all around the world. So what we've done is that once again we were defeated in a purpose, and now our time has come where we must dig deep, be economically creative, to be spiritually uplifted and determined and disciplined, and to understand that this is a lifelong journey to make sure that our children's 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 children do not wake up in this same situation under the same system, being oppressed, aggressed upon, killed, murdered, experimented on, and we built this country. And at the same time, you have never apologized, nor have you made attempts to show some kind of remorse.
Exactly. Well said.
Education, yes, we are being miseducated on all levels.
We'll see. And time is just flying. We're almost out of time already, so I want to make sure that I get to everybody. Sister Sa, are you there?
Yes, Fridolin.
Fridolin, yes. I am my Fridolin. Will. So what do you think? What do you think? Are we being miseducated?
Most definitely. Anytime an oppressed people, which we are within this system, white supremacist system, goes to the oppressor for education, most definitely is going to be miseducated. Why? Because the oppressor wants to keep us in the oppressed position, and to keep us in an oppressed position has to teach us to continue to be slaves. This is the slave nation that we built, that we continue to feed into. So all of the different aspects that have been created within society over the years, get your education, go to high school, go to college, do all of these different things. It's all built to sustain this white supremacist system. So, of course, we're being miseducated. It's ludicrous for us to think or to hope and dream that if we send our children, our babies, who we love, to these schools that are ran by this system, it's ludicrous for us to think that they're going to get the proper education in terms of the upliftment of black people. That's crazy. So it's our responsibility as parents that are concerned about the education of our children to take them out of those schools. There's no way that they're going to get the proper education in those schools. We have to create our own schools, and I'm not talking about creating schools that mirror the oppressor's education. We have to come from an African perspective in our education on every level, because before our origins, if we go back before our origins, before we were slaves, our elders, before children came into the world, knew what the child's purpose was. Was that so in tune with the universe and in tune with mother and child, knew what the child's purpose was and educated them once they came out of the womb to be just that and supported them in that. So we have to go back to our African ways of educating our children, point blank.
Exactly. And I want to make sure that I hear from my great brother, the great master teacher, Brother Fadali. Brother Fadali, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
So what do you think?
Like,
go for it.
Okay, education, if we talk about education, how can an oppressor nation educate, and why would an oppressor nation educate an oppressed nation? And, you know, what would be the purpose? The purpose would be to confuse. And if we go back and look at and understand what the struggle for education was, you know, after the so-called end of chattel slavery, many of our people were in positions in the South, and the public education system was created by the Africans who voted for public education in the South, because the white supremacy did not even want poor whites to have education. So it was a struggle of Africans to create the whole public education system, and you know, ultimately, when we look at this system, we see that what they've done, how they've moved in all kinds of ways to basically take away what we have struggled for. It's a dialectic in that, you know. So the oppressed people themselves move to educate themselves and move to have mechanism and to create mechanism to educate themselves. So that's where you had, when I heard somebody talk about Booker T. Washington, you know, and others who have created schools and were had a direction for our education, for our people, for our community. But we are an oppressed community. We cannot expect, even when we talk about the educational system for the white supremacists, you know, the white people that have privileges as a result of it, we find that many of them are not educated. This system is not designed to educate masses of people because it's a global capitalist system, and it doesn't need to have the quote-unquote educated just to the extent to create the profits for them. And so this is what we have to understand, that we are not, that we're an oppressed nation. We are not free. There has been no idyllic history under colonialism and neocolonialism and imperialism that oppressed people have been able to really live like they ought to live and do the things they want to do and have control of their community. We have not had control of our community for some time. We really had control only in behest to a segregated system that was set up by the powers that be. And the dialectic of that, we were able to do some things for ourselves because they didn't want to be associated with us. But once they began to see the amount of money and the amount of things that we were able to do, even restricted, they decided that they were going to create a integrated a system that brought us back into the capitalist system where they could profit off of the profits that they were missing when they created the segregated system. So they ended segregation. So we are not educated. They have no purpose of educating us, and we only have to do under our liberation struggles that we create the institutions. And I heard Sister Adele talk about the Black Panthers and all. They created institutions, and the institution is to take control of the community. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel, you know, in terms of it. We have to seize control of our community. And seizing control of our community, we will seize control of all the things that are in our community, including these so-called public schools. And we can wrest control once we get control of our community from our oppressors in the midst of a struggle for national liberation and the creation of a new nation. We have a vision that we have created that's gonna truly educate our people to understand the whole world and how it operates and how we must. So we got to stop thinking, well, we got to educate we can send our children over in the system, they can get a job. No, we want to educate our children so that we can create a nation and create and have our own school, our own public school, our own in our own interest. You know, it's not the thing that it's a public educational system. It's not the fact that it's a government, but it's a capitalist government, a bourgeois government, and a good bourgeois society that is controlling the minds of our people and attempting to cripple us at every level. And this is what we have to understand, because our people don't understand that. That's why we are the vanguard of the understanding of our people. And we got to stop talking about the problems with our people, but not understanding, and we have not even reached our people. We have to reach our people, and we have to teach our people. And then once we reach our people and teach our people and agitate and organize our people will take control of their children and everything else that needs to be controlled in terms of the education process. But it's only through the struggle for liberation that we're going to be able to do this. And while we're in the midst of struggling for liberation, we're creating the institutions that will be necessary to educate ourselves so that we can do it. Because the oppressor will never educate and oppress people in the interest of the oppressed people. That's what we have to understand.
Exactly. Well said. And we're just about out of time. So in the interest of the show cutting off on us, we're gonna end it right here. And one thing you have to understand about an educational system. See, all systems in a society emerge out of the economic system. It emerged from the economic system, your political systems, your social systems, your justice systems, including the educational system. So if we understand that we are under the system of capitalism, specifically monopoly capitalism, then we have to ask ourselves, we as new African people, what is our purpose under this system, this particular system of capitalism? In this system, our purpose is to be free labor, well, cheap labor, and ultimate consumers. So if we understand that, then we should also understand that the type of education in which the oppressor is going to give the oppressed is going to be that same education that will maintain the power structure in the system. And if our purpose is to be cheap labor, then the education that we get are going to continue to produce individuals who are going to be suited to be cheap laborers, ultimate consumers, and basically entertainment for white folks. So the solution lies within control. And as we talked about earlier, with our African, New African history moment, the Republic of New Africa has already started that path
They wrote a Declaration of Independence. They struggled for land, identified land in which we would have our nation own, set out a blueprint in which we can establish and implement neighborhoods and communities based on scientific socialism and not this capitalist system that creates class struggle and exploitation. See, only when we gain control, as brother, as our educator Fadali said, control of our communities, control of the institutions, control of the resources, only then will we be able to implement a proper educational system that is going to benefit us, that is going to work on our behalf, that is going to produce the type of people who can not only go out and get a job from white folks, but the type of people who can go out and run a nation. We want to thank everybody for joining us every week. Join us next Sunday, 10 o'clock. Free the land, family.
Free the land.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any